I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. There was another milestone in Afghanistan today. NATO officials handed over to Afghan forces responsibility for security in the northwest province of Herat. It's part of a gradual transition underway in Afghanistan. There was another transition earlier this week. On Monday, General David Petraeus turned over command of NATO forces in Afghanistan to Marine General John Allen. Petraeus is moving on now to lead the CIA. He is arguably the most famous and revered American general since Eisenhower. The man stepping into Petraeus's big shoes is barely known outside military and political circles, but he might be the most interesting general you've never heard of. Arun Rath of PBS Frontline has this profile.
General John Allen is unusual for a Marine Corps general. He's quiet, bookish. Thomas Ricks, with the Center for a New American Security and the author of the blog Best Defense, says even Allen's fantasy life is a little bit odd.
He very unusually once told me that had he not been a Marine general, he would have liked to have been an archaeologist.
And we're not talking Indiana Jones. General Allen told Ricks that his big archaeologist hero was the British colonial administrator Gertrude Bell. She helped draw the modern lines of Iraq in the 1920s.
General Allen kept the writings of Gertrude Bell handy, read them frequently, and in fact, in an interview with me once, recited quotations from her works off the top of his head.
John Nagel is the president of the Center for a New American Security and served in Iraq.
That he chooses as his individual hero a British woman who was famous for her cultural sensitivity to a group of people very different from herself, speaks to what he values in himself, and the conduct that he is going to try to model.
This sort of empathy was evident early on, according to General Charles Krulak, the commandant of the Marine Corps from 1995 until 1999. Krulak remembers Allen as the ideal scholar-warrior, a voracious reader with three master's degrees. Allen served under Krulak in peacekeeping operations in the Balkans and Haiti.
You have a young officer coming up through a corps where people were focused on this vision of a new type of warfare, an asymmetric warfare.
Allen wrote that after Haiti, he came to see humanitarian work as a type of low-intensity combat. And it turns out Haiti was a great finishing school for counterinsurgency in Iraq. John Nagel wrote the Modern Counterinsurgency Field Manual with General Petraeus in 2006.
So interestingly, General Allen cut his teeth on some of these issues in Haiti. General Petraeus also spent some time in Haiti. And in both cases, these very intellectual generals who read books as well as do push-ups came to understand that building government stability depends to a great degree on government legitimacy, on having the support of the people.
In fact, while Petraeus became the public face of the Iraq War for many Americans, it was Allen who put in serious face time with the Iraqis, Tom Ricks.
General Allen came in and reached out to the tribes, not only in Iraq itself, many of them had to flee Iraq. So he actually pursued them and went to these places, met with them in the lobby of the Sheraton in Amman, Jordan, sat down and had tea and coffee with them and talked. What would it take to bring you back?
Strange as it sounds, a cup of tea in the Amman Sheraton could lead to tangible gains on the ground in Iraq.
You could try to recruit police in Anbar province and could get nowhere just by hanging out a sign and putting out the word that we want local police to recruit. But then General Allen would be conducting negotiations with the Sheikh. The next day, 300 recruits would show up outside the police station.
This integration with the locals reflected more than a cultural sensitivity. It was a canny military strategy, an adaptation to war, Iraqi style. The question now is whether General Allen can do this in Afghanistan, especially with the troop withdrawal well underway. John Nagel.
If anybody can do it, it's John Allen. But he now has the challenge of stabilizing the eastern part of Afghanistan, the part that's closest to Pakistan.
All General Allen has to do is reintegrate the Afghan tribes, train the Afghan army, defend against militant attacks from Pakistan, oh, and also please a president, Congress, and American people who want nothing more than to forget Afghanistan. It could be enough to make him wish that maybe he hadn't been so successful in Iraq. For The World, I'm Arun Rath.